have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be. And where do you want to be? Hey, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it may be when you decided to hit that play button. I am so glad you did. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina, or Dr. Cause lately, cause and effect, right? That's what it's all about, cause and effect. The thoughts we think create the world that we're living in. The thoughts that we think. Just think about that. What thought are you thinking? We're kicking off another week here on the Genesis Frequency Podcast. I thank you so much for listening in and coming back and listening again, for making comments, for liking, for sharing. Thank you for that. I've had this quote come up over the weekend for the last couple days, probably because I shared a T. Harv Eker quote last week, and this one was attached to it in some way, but I didn't use it, I didn't share it, but it kept coming up for me over the weekend, so that's my guidance saying, hey, why don't we talk about this a little bit? Why don't we take a look at this, a little bit deeper? Because it is about cause and effect in our lives. Let me share the quote first, and we'll talk about it for a little bit. Harv says, you can be a victim or you can be rich, but you can't be both. Listen up. Every time, and I mean every time you blame, justify, or complain, you are slitting your financial throat. Wow. You can be a victim or you can be rich, but you can't be both. Listen up, he says, every time, and I mean every time you blame, justify, or complain, you are slitting your financial throat. Well, we can really expand on that too, can't we? Last week I was talking about rich, and let's expand that word rich beyond just finances. Beyond just money in our lives, okay? We're talking about being rich in health, being rich in relationships, being rich in every area of our lives. So we can even drop the financial throat thing. You are slitting your throat. You are just pushing away your goodness, really, is what you are doing when we blame, we justify, or complain. But let's go ahead and look at that from a wealth standpoint, from a financial standpoint, or from any standpoint, really, depending on where you are along your path, because this show, this podcast, is about goal achievement, and it's always about you. And it's not always about prosperity in finances and time and money freedom. Of course, that's a part of it. But we look at the whole wheel of prosperity. Look at prosperity as a wheel. Okay, a wheel on a bicycle or like on those old cars. And what supported the wheel from the axle? There were spokes, right? There was support for the outer circumference of the round wheel that were coming from the center. They were spokes going from the center out to support the outer wheel. Now, in our lives, if we are looking to whole life prosperity, let's look at it as a wheel. Now, we can be absolutely fine financially. But if we're bankrupt emotionally and spiritually, that means one of those other spokes is either not there, or that part of the wheel, that part of the tire is flat. Or how about in our health? We can have all the money in the world. We can be really whole and feeling complete spiritually, but if we don't have our health, that's another part of the wheel that's just flat. It's not a perfectly round wheel supported by all the spokes. So we have to look at all these areas of our lives to really live a fulfilled, joy-filled life. So let's look at this quote again here. T. Harv Eckert says, every time you blame, justify, or complain, you're slitting your throat, your financial throat. So how is that? Well, first of all, let's look at blame. We have to take 100% responsibility for our lives and for our results. We have to make choices. We have to make decisions. Sometimes we just don't do that. When we don't do that, the universe decides for us by default. We're deciding by default. We blame situations. Well, I'm in this situation, you know, there's nothing I can do about it. How many times do you hear that from other people? Well, I'm in this condition here. I'm on a fixed income. There's nothing, you know, I'm just stuck. Or circumstances. Well, yeah, I'm the circumstance I'm in right now, there's really no way out because I'm dealing with this, and I have the responsibility to care for this. I got to do this, and I got this way. No, stop blaming. When we blame, first of all, we're not taking responsibility. We're blaming outside conditions rather than looking within and to the power that we all are. We really need to discover that power within ourselves and really take 100% responsibility for what's showing up in our lives. Yes, we might be immersed in a condition or a circumstance or a situation that feels like it's limiting us. But the truth is, it's our own thoughts about the situation, the condition, the circumstance that are limiting us. We can choose to have a new thought. We can choose to see it in a new way. We can choose to see that it's temporary. We can choose thoughts that keep us moving through it rather than standing in that puddle of conditions. Rather than blaming that, and I'm just trying to illustrate what this means here, rather than blaming the circumstance, the condition, the situation, we take charge and say, yeah, I have these conditions going on around me, outside of me, but you know what? I'm not going to let that stop me. I'm going to keep moving forward. Life happens, and it's going to happen all the time. We have peaks and we have valleys. Other people make choices too, so sometimes that ripple effect enters into our life experience. But we're not going to blame that. But so many people do. And this is one of the stoppers. One of the reasons that I'm talking about this today is we're looking at, on this podcast, what is it that blocks us from living the life we would love to live in every area of our lives? What is it that stops us sometimes? One of the biggest things is paradigms, but this quote really brings a lot up. When we're blaming, we're putting that energy outside of ourselves and we're not taking responsibility. How about justify? Well, yeah, I would do something today, but I can't. I really got to do this, or I'm just too tired, or no, I can't because my boss has me doing this. We just justify, and what we're really doing is we could interchange that word justify with making excuses. How about we live a no-excuse life when it comes to our goals, our hopes, our dreams, our desires, our aspirations, what we want to experience? Why would you want to justify not having what you want? Why would you want to make excuses to not move forward in a positive direction? Why would you justify where you're at, make an excuse for what you're at, when you can have so much more? Because remember the other T. Harv Eker quote I shared last week, comfort kills. If you're just comfortable, there's no growth in that. He says comfort kills. If your goal in life is to be comfortable, I guarantee you two things. First, you will never be rich. Second, you will never be happy. Happiness doesn't come from living a lukewarm life, always wondering what could have been. Happiness comes as a result of being in our natural state of growth and living up to our fullest potential. So when we justify or we make excuses for not doing whatever it takes to get to really what we want in this life, we are slitting our throats. We are just saying no to ourselves. We're saying no. You're making every excuse under the sun to not move forward and go after your dream. No matter where you are on this path, no matter where you are, no matter how much you think you have it all together, no matter how perfectly round you think your wheel is and all those spokes are in perfect alignment and your wheel's perfectly round, you still have not even scratched the surface of the infinite potential that lies within you. And in conclusion here, the last part of this quote is complain. What does complaining do? Oh my God. Goodness gracious, there is just so many that just live to complain about every single thing, right? And I think we all know who those people are. Now, if you're on this path and you're listening to this kind of material and listening to this show, you're probably someone that goes in the other direction when we are going to cross paths, when we see we're going to cross paths with that person that is always complaining. Why? Because it's a negative energy. And sometimes, if we're not mindful, if we're not alert, if we're not consciously aware of the path that we're on, we can get sucked into that complaining sometimes, can't we? It's easy for that to happen. Somebody starts complaining, did you see that on the news? Those politicians are gonna... And then it goes on and on and on. And if we don't move on, if we get sucked into it, what do we start doing? We start complaining too, don't we? We start agreeing or nodding our head. Yeah, I get it. Just say, that's interesting, and move on. Just get out of that toxic energy. Or if we're one of those that complains a lot, well, I really want to work on my dreams and my goal today, but I got to do this, this, and this. We're complaining. We're making what? We're going back to the prior one. We're making excuses. When we're complaining, when we're justifying, when we're blaming, that's all energy. That's all a feeling tone. That is not being focused and concentrating on what we do want. It's focusing and concentrating that energy on what we don't want. Why do we want to do that? An extreme example of that is worry. Worry is really praying for what we don't want. Well, with justifying and complaining and blaming, we're giving all of our energy to either something outside of us or to something that's not productive, efficient, and effective in supporting us with what we do want to experience in our lives. All our energy, all our focus, all of our thoughts should be on our dream, on our wish, our desire, our aspirations. And not 1 ounce of toxic, negative energy should be included in all that. And why is that? Because the thoughts we think attached to feeling and emotion move into our subconscious mind. And our subconscious mind says, hey, I have to line everything up with this. It shifts the vibration in our body. We take actions that support our dreams and desires. And those actions are noticed. This new vibration is noticed by the energy of the universe. And the universe moves conditions, people, things in to support us along our way. But it works both ways. So be very careful. If you're blaming, if you're justifying, you're making excuses, you're complaining, and that's your energy, that will create a feeling tone as well. And you know what? The subconscious mind knows no difference between reality, your dream thought, the world that you want to live in, or that negative state that you're creating with your thoughts. So you know what? It'll shift your vibration that way too. Stay in that place of toxicity and negativity. Your vibration will shift, and you know what? You're going to attract more of the same. More complaining people. More people that like to justify and make excuses. More of those that like to blame everything else on the world around them. And less time. That's how you're slitting your throat, really. It's because you're not going to move everywhere. You're in that negative state of vibration. And that's not a creative state. We want to stay in a positive state, aligned with what we want to move into our field of experience. That's how it works. This is just a small piece of the pie. Hey, we're running out of time for today. I just want to give a shout out to the clients that Tanae and I have in our program in Thinking Into Results, because we've only been two or three weeks in here, and the wins, the changes, the growth are phenomenal. This is generally a six-month program, but for the initial group, and we still have a few more spots if you want to get in on that, we're going to go on. We're going to go on and on and on and on. And I am just so thrilled with the leaps, the quantum leaps, that the people that have joined us already are making in their own lives. And so if that's you and you're listening, kudos to you. Keep it up. You're doing great. For everyone else, don't forget, my wife and I offer free consultations. There's no charge. Outside of listening to this, usually there would be, but there's no charge whatsoever for a consultation to talk about your dreams, your hopes, your desires, and your aspirations. Those big dream goals are what we specialize in. For today, that is a wrap. You've been listening to Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina, Dr. Cause and Effect. Dr. Cause here. I had it first. On the Genesis frequency. Thank you so much for listening. Have an infinitely spectacular day. Thank you.